Do you remember last week's story about my colleague's trip to the coffee shop? Well, I'll tell you what happened after that. He bought coffee for himself, but he forgot to buy my coffee. Yeah, he didn't buy any coffee except his own. I didn't really mind, except I felt bad about being forgotten. But I guess he didn't completely forget. He brought the sugar and the cream. That's right, everything except the coffee.
I'm Paul Preston.
From Venture English, this is 3 Minute English, a podcast in English, about English, for English learners. Last week, we started talking about the words except and besides. These are difficult words to use, so let's look at some more situations. If you didn't listen to last week's podcast, maybe you should listen to that one before listening to this one. You might have noticed that I used the word except 3 times in the introduction. Were they all correct usages of except? Sure they were. Why? Well, because, as we talked about last week, we are excluding someone or something in every case. Let's look closely. He didn't buy any coffee except his own. That statement means he bought no other coffee, only his own. Number 2. I didn't mind, except I felt forgotten. That means I had only one bad feeling, that I was forgotten. And finally, he brought cream, sugar, everything except the coffee. That means he brought other things, but not coffee. Well, as I mentioned last week, the word except means to exclude something or someone, to leave them out, to not include them in a group. So, how about besides? Could I use the word besides in these examples? Besides should mean to include. But in negative sentences, besides can also mean apart from or other than. So, in negative sentences, besides has a similar meaning to accept. I know it's a bit more confusing, but in negative sentences, such as he didn't buy any coffee except his own, or I didn't mind except I felt forgotten, besides can be used instead of except. He didn't buy any coffee besides his own means exactly the same thing. Oh boy, that does seem confusing. But just remember, in those negative sentences, you can almost always use besides. You don't have to decide which one to use. That may make it a little easier. But how about that third sentence? He brought cream and sugar, everything except the coffee. Well, this is not a negative sentence, and clearly coffee is excluded from everything else. So in this case, we have no choice. We had better use except. One more bit of advice. Often, the word except sounds awkward at the beginning of a sentence, even when it is correct. This is because the phrase should include the preposition for. If you remember to use the phrase except for instead of just the word except, your sentence will sound more natural. So practice the usage of besides and except for, and pay close attention when you hear them used. If you can master their usages, your English is going to sound better. If you have questions I can answer on 3-Minute English, please go to our comments and questions page at VentureEnglish.com and leave a comment. I would love to hear from you. Thanks for listening.
I'm Paul Preston.
This has been 3-Minute English.